From New York, the F.W. Fitch Company, makers of Fitch Shampoo, presents the Fitch Bandwagon, starring Alice Faye and Phil Harris. The Harrises have been in New York for 2 weeks. As we join them now, they're in their suite at the Hotel New Yorker, and Alice is getting ready to go out.
Well, honey, how do I look?
Look? Oh, kid, you look prettier than Lucy Monroe at a doubleheader. You are a pretty thing. Hey, what's that, a new dress?
Uh-huh. I got it here in New York. It's a Fifth Avenue model.
Yeah, and you really fill it out from the Battery to 125th Street.
Well, thank you, Phil. You look very nice, too.
Oh, this? This is just a little thing I picked up at Klein's. Hey, but hey, where are you heading all dolled up like that?
Oh, I'm going to have lunch with an old girlfriend I used to know in New York. Pauline Goggins.
Oh, yeah, old Pauline. Hey, you and her used to do an act together.
Well, yes, she and I were associated in the theater.
Theater, she says. Look, kid, I remember your billing. Pauline and Alice, the Flatbush Flapperettes. Direct from Sammy's Bowery Follies.
Oh, don't be so funny. It so happens we were specialty dancers.
Yeah, sure, specialty, sure.
Anyway, if you're going to talk like that, let's get around to Loughner and Harris. There was a combination for the books.
Oh, what do you mean? That was a great band me and Loughner had.
Great band. Moonlight Serenaders. Can you hear me? That kind of music went out with the Black Bottom and the Boop Boop A Doo.
Oh, yeah? I can remember our name up in lights. It said Carol Loughner, the man with the horn. And right underneath it, it said...
Bill Harris, the bum with the drum.
Well, I couldn't help it. In those days, I didn't know how to read.
You still don't.
I don't have to. I got a rich wife. Hey, but look, if you're going out today, what am I supposed to do? You know what happens when I'm left alone? It's Ray Milland all over again.
Oh, don't be silly. You won't be alone.
No?
No, this afternoon you're taking the children to the Museum of Natural History.
Yeah? How much do you think they'll give us for them?
Phil, stop it. It'll be very educational for them.
Oh, but honey, I don't want to go to no museum. After all, I'd rather go
to... Wait a minute. I'll see who's at the door.
Okay, I'll go in the bedroom and get the little darlings ready.
Hiya, Miss Faye.
Well, Junius Abruzzio, come on in. I didn't know you were still in New York.
Oh, sure, Miss Faye. And I'm special if I come to see Junior eating canned dog food.
Why, Julius, how did he do it?
Well, he told me every time I had the urge to eat dog food, I should force myself to eat the can that's coming. I tried it for a week, and it cured me completely.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah. Only now I got to go back to California and see another specialist.
What for?
He's going to cure me eating tin cans. But what I come up for was to say goodbye. I'm leaving tomorrow.
Oh, I see. Well, how did you like New York, Julius?
Not so good, Miss Faye. I'll be glad to get back to California on my grocery route. I even wrote a poem about it. You want to hear it?
Well,
I'll read it to you. Farewell, New York, and yet adieu. To California I must go.
Goo?
Yeah, it's sloppy but sincere. I toured New York from Queens to Nassau. Brooklyn and the Bronx I have saw. I've been around since my arrival. I've even spit from spite and divel. But to me, this old Manhattan looks like something that's been setting. To me, New York is straight from hunger, so take me back to Cucamonga.
Well, that's a very pretty poem, Julia.
Yeah, ain't it? Miss Faye, before I leave for California, would you kiss me on the forehead?
Well, yes, Julius, if it'll make you happy.
Thank you, Miss Faye. Wait till I take off my beanie. I don't want you to get lipstick on my Eagle Scout pin. Dan Beard would hate me.
All right, Julius, there.
Do it again, Miss Faye. The heck with Dan Beard.
Bye, Julius. Yes, goodbye.
Farewell, soulmate.
Hey, honey, I got the children all ready, but look, do I really have to take them to the museum?
Yes, you do. And when you're out with them, be sure and hang on to their little hands very tightly.
Ah, don't worry about them. They're too smart to get lost.
I know, but you're not. Oh, good heavens, look at the time. I've got to meet Pauline in 15 minutes.
All right, but I still think that...
Oh, I'll get it.
You'll get it. Well, if that's the manager with our hotel bill, throw him your brother.
Excuse me, Miss Fay. It's me, Chicken Snyder.
Oh, hello, Chicken. Won't you come in?
Well, thank you. Why, ma'am, you're all dressed up today, but howdy, Mr. Harris. Your slip is showing.
Yes, well, Fines didn't have time to alter it.
Well, he was talking to me.
I see, okay. Well, look, Chicken, what have you been doing since you've been here in New York?
Oh, I've been getting around. I went up to the zoo yesterday.
To the zoo, huh?
Yeah.
How'd you like it?
Well, I guess it'll be a nice place once they get all them animals out of there.
Chicken, I think they're supposed to be there.
Well, maybe so, but they got the most peculiar-looking beasts I ever seen. Why, a fellow wouldn't know where to stand to milk some of them.
You know, I never thought of that, Chicken.
You know, the place I liked the best was the monkey house. That is real crowded. There was a New Yorker staring at the monkeys, and there was a monkey staring at the New Yorkers. I don't know which is getting a bigger kick out of it.
What else have you been doing, Chicken?
Well, after I left the zoo, I went over to Central Park and counted pigeons.
Counted pigeons?
Yeah, but I got in a little trouble there. There's a fella come over, and he tried to give me the old rinky-dink. Yeah, he says, young man, there's a fine here in New York for counting pigeons. I says, how much is it? He said, 10 cents a pigeon.
He told you that?
That's right. But I fooled him, though. I counted 54 pigeons and only paid him for 18.
Oh, come now, Chicken.
Afternoon, Miss Fay.
So long, Chicken.
Afternoon.
She went out, Baby Alice. She's going to have lunch with an old friend of hers.
What are we going to do?
Oh, what are we going to do? Gee whiz, we're going to have a lot of fun, Phyllis. Your daddy's going to spend all the rest of the day just taking care of his two little girls.
Oh, murder!
Now, cut that out. Now, look, your mommy wants me to take you to the museum, but look, confidentially, we're going someplace else.
Uh-oh, the last time you said that, we all came home in a patrol wagon.
Hey, have you been attending that juvenile jury? Hey, look, now, wait a minute. Your mother doesn't have to know this, but the three of us are going to Coney Island.
What's Coney Island, Daddy?
Oh, that's a wonderful place, kid. They have all kinds of games and merry-go-rounds and roller coasters and sideshows and great big cones of cotton candy.
What do you think, Alice? We'd better take him, Phyllis. If we don't, it'll break his little heart.
Phil sings his Victor Record arrangement of Necessity.
What is the curse that makes the universe a wall bewildering? What is the hope that just provokes the folks they call God's children? What is the jinx that gives the body and his brother and everyone around the runaround?
Everyone to run around.
Necessity. That most unnecessary thing, necessity.
How unnecessary.
What throws the monkey wrench in a fella's good intention? That nasty old invention.
Necessity.
Brother used to write
about me while I'm dancing the sun.
My head.
was a resin machine.
The Lord said, go out and have fun, but the landlord said,
why, man, you rent ain't paid. Necessity.
Necessity.
It's plain to see.
It's plain to see.
What a lovely old world this silly old world could be. But man, it's all in a mess, a count of necessity.
Necessity.
Well, won't you keep right on a talking?
Necessity.
Now let me tell you, they ought to be a law against necessity. Why, the jail would never been there except for folks in there.
Well, how did you get in there, Pilsy?
Necessity.
Oh, life knocks you green for a loop.
And love knocks you flat on your pan.
And land you ride in the soup.
Yes, but nothing stops you harder than necessity.
You mean he
does right, brother.
Necessity. There's nothing lower than less.
Unless it's necessity.
Necessity.
How low can you get?
Bodily exercise is important, and authorities agree it's just as important to exercise your scalp. The best way is by massage. The Fitch Company announces the new Fitch Scalp Massage Brush Combination for a limited time in the United States only at a tremendous saving to you. It's the famous Scalp Massage Brush Combination containing a rubber scalp massage brush scientifically designed with 86 flexible fingers to stimulate the blood supply. Combination also includes a 6-ounce bottle of Fitch's new Quin Oil Hair Tonic. Not sticky, not greasy. It's blended from 5 essential oils to keep hair well-groomed. Also, a 6-ounce bottle of Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo. Use the massage brush with Fitch's shampoo for a reconditioning treatment that leaves your scalp invigorated, your hair clean and dandruff-free. Between shampoos, use the brush for a vigorous scalp massage. Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo completely removes dandruff at the first application under a money-back guarantee. This money-saving combination is available at Drug Hunters in a convenient carry-home package. A $1.60 value, only 99 cents. Ask for Fitch's Scalp Massage Brush Combination.
I wonder if Pauline's here yet. Oh, there she is at that table. Well, Pauline Goggins, you're looking wonderful.
Well, if it isn't Alice Faye, looking like you just stepped out of Hoppy's Bazaar.
Oh, thank you, Pauline.
Sit down, honey. Gee, it's just like old times. Me and you putting on the feed bag together. Only in them days, it was salami sandwiches out of a paper bag.
Well, it's good to see you, Pauline. Tell me about yourself.
Well, there's really not much to tell. I married a wonderful guy who makes $10,000 a year. He's in novelties, and we have a beautiful house in New Rochelle with 2 children and a garage. And is Tyrone Powell really as cute as he is in pictures, huh?
Oh, he's even cuter. Tell me, Pauline, what's happened to the old gang?
Oh, they all did very well, Alice. Myra has a husband. Gloria has a husband. Betty has a husband.
Well, what about Gertrude?
Gertrude has a Lincoln Continental.
Oh.
But tell me, Alice, how's that fella you married, that fiddle player?
Oh, no. No, Pauline, I married Phil Harris.
Oh, yes, I remember now. The bum with the drum.
Well, Pauline, he's changed a lot. You see, we have 2 children now, and He's taken a great interest in them. In fact, today he insisted on taking them to the Museum of Natural History.
Oh, yes. Grant, too.
Oh, he's so interested in the cultural things. I can imagine him right now pointing out the educational exhibits to the children.
Hey, kids, ain't this fun? Hey, kids, come on. Let's go over there and get a load of the cooch dancer.
But, Daddy, we've got 9 loads of her already.
Oh, all right.
Daddy, let's go on the roller coaster again.
Oh, no, you don't. The last time I rode on there, I swallowed my whole wad of bubble gum.
Look over there. That woman has a big snake wrapped all around her. Won't it hurt her, Daddy?
Nah, she can make it do anything she wants. A woman like that can hypnotize a snake.
Oh, yes, I've seen Mommy do the same thing with you.
Now, never mind that. Now, come on, let's go over there and watch the sword swallower.
All right, Daddy.
Hey, Dippy.
Yeah, Fingers. Fight the roof. Where? There with the 2 kids watching a snake charmer. You sure he's a rube? Sure. Who else would wear yellow shoes, a green polo coat, and a derby? Hey, should we heist his wallet, huh?
Yeah, where do you think he keeps it?
There. See the bulge in his hip pocket?
That ain't his wallet.
How do you know?
It's got a cork in it.
Must be in the other pocket.
Okay, let's go. I'll talk to him and you lift it. Excuse me, chum.
Oh, yeah, what is it, pal?
You got a match, chum?
Oh, a match? Oh, sure, here you are, pal.
Thanks, chum.
Oh, don't mention it, pal.
Did you get the wallet, Dippy?
Sure, it was a cinch.
Let's see what's in it.
Okay. Look at this. 5 sticks of bubble gum. A yo-yo. A hairnet. 6 marbles. And an ashtray from the Star Club. Let's count that roll of money.
Where till I take the pink garter off it?
Uh-oh, something's wrong.
What do you mean?
These are the first $5 bills I ever seen with Alice Faye's picture on them.
That's okay. That's legal tender in California. Gee, Fingers, that guy's in a spot now, ain't he?
Yeah, here he is, stranded in Coney Island with 2 kids and no money. The poor guy'll never get home.
Wonder if we ought to... Hey, look at his driver's license. That guy's Phil Harris, the band leader.
Yeah? Oh, gee, that makes me feel terrible.
On account of we took his money?
No. On account of we didn't sandbag the stupid jerk.
But I could swim Loch Lomond and be home in half an hour. Maybe the air gave me the drive, for I'm all aglow and alive. What a day this has been, what a rare mood I'm in. Why, it's almost like being in love. There's a smile on my face for the whole human race. Why, it's almost like being in love. All the music of life seems to be like a bell that is ringing for me. And from the way that I feel when that bell starts to peal, I would swear I was falling. I could swear I was falling. It's almost like being in love.
a bell that is ringing for me. And from the way that I feel when that bell starts to peal, I could swear I was falling. I could swear I was falling. It's almost like being in
love. Hurry, step right up and hit the clown on the head with a baseball and win a $3 Cupid doll for 10 cents, one dime. Looky, 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 looky. Hey, you there, sport, you in the yellow shoes.
Oh, me?
Yeah, why don't you step up here and throw a couple of baseballs at the clown and win a seashore baby doll for the kiddies?
Yeah, that might be fun.
Sure, Buster, you look like a big, strong farm boy.
Go ahead, Daddy, win us a doll.
Okay, Alice. Hey, mister, give me $5 worth of them baseballs.
Well, happy days. There's a free spender in the crowd. Here you are, Elma. Step right up.
Gee, thank you. Hey, watch this, kid. I'm going to hit that clown right on the head.
You missed, Daddy.
I know, but I'll get him this time. Now watch it. There, right on the head.
Daddy, you hit the barker.
Yeah, watch where you're tossing them, Ruth.
Okay. I'll hit the clown this time. I'm going to put a big curve on it. Ooh, what happened?
You hit yourself on the back of the head, Ruth.
Now, stop that. I'm going to use too much of a curve, I guess. I dare. Look, I'll get him this time.
You missed the clown again, Daddy.
Yeah, well, I'm going to hit that guy in the head if it takes all day.
Daddy, you've been throwing baseballs for 20 minutes and you haven't hit the clown yet.
Yeah. Hey, bud, give me another $5 worth.
Hold it. Not so fast, sport. You owe me 20 bucks already.
You better not get any more baseballs, Daddy. You don't have any money.
What do you mean, Alice?
That man who borrowed a match took your wallet.
Took my... Well, why didn't you kids say something?
Well, we thought it was all right. You said he was your pal.
Oh, baby, Alice.
Hello?
Hello, Mommy.
Oh, Alice, it's you. Are you having a nice time at the museum?
We're not at the museum, Mommy.
Oh, are you on your way home?
No, we're at Coney Island and Daddy's done it again.
Oh, good heavens. Is the patrol wagon there yet?
No, he lost his wallet and the man won't let him go till he pays $20.
Well, I guess it's my own fault. I should have been suspicious when he signed the marriage license with an ex.
What did you say, Mommy?
Oh, nothing, honey. You and Phyllis watch for me. I'll come right out there. Thank goodness, babies. I've been looking all over Coney Island for you. Now, where's that father of yours?
He's over there at the baseball booth, Mommy.
Well, I don't see him.
There he is, Mommy, with his head through the hole in the canvas.
Now, wait a minute, lady. Wait a minute. That Rube is working off his bill, and if you want to get him out of here, you got to pay me 20 bucks.
Here's 25.
Yeah, but he only owes 20.
I know. I want $5 worth of baseballs.
Ouch. Oh, Alice, no, not on the head. No.
Alice and Phil will be back in a moment. Almost everyone likes to do things the easy way, especially in maintaining hair health. That's why thousands are so enthusiastic about Fitch's Rubber Scalp Massage Brush. With its 86 flexible fingers, this handy massage brush provides a simple, more efficient way to stimulate scalp circulation. But it does even more. For when you use it with Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo, you actually have a reconditioning treatment that tones up your sluggish scalp, leaves your hair clean and dandruff-free. You get both the brush and Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo in the new Fitch Scalp Massage Brush combination, available for a limited time only. This offer also includes Fitch's new Quinoil Hair Tonic. Not sticky, not greasy, it's blended from five essential oils for perfect hair grooming. You get all three in the new Fitch Scalp Massage Brush combination. First, the scalp massage brush. Second, a generous 6-ounce bottle of Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo, guaranteed to remove dandruff. And third, a 6-ounce bottle of new Fitch Quinoil Hair Tonic. Regular $1.60 value in a convenient carry-home package, only 99 cents. Fitch is spelled F-I-T-C-H.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is our last program for this season. And Alice and I and our entire cast have enjoyed being with you every Sunday. And thanks so much for staying with us. We're all looking forward to seeing you again in October. During the summer, beginning Sunday, June the 8th, the Fitch Bandwagon will present Rogues Gallery with a great actor, Barry Sullivan. But next Sunday, in a special program, the Bandwagon is bringing 250 children to the circus. You'll hear the famous Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Circus Band with Merle Evans. And Alice and I will be there, too.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, all.
This program was brought to you by the F.W. Fitch Company and was written by Joe Connolly and Bob Mosier, directed by Paul Phillips, with the original music composed and conducted by Walter Sharp. Included in the cast were Janine Roos, Ann Whitfield, Pat Buckram, Walter Tetley, and J. Scott Smart. Alice Faye appears through the courtesy of 20th Century Fox.
Pass a while, let a song be your style, you fit.
Get the new Fitch Scalp Massage Brush combination in the convenient carry home package. A regular $1.60 value, only 99 cents. Contains one, a 6-ounce Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo. Two, a 6-ounce Quinoil Hair Tonic. Three, a rubber scalp massage brush. All three value $1.60. Special price for limited time only, 99 cents. This is Jack Costello speaking. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.